This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Something written by the so-called priest Paul Kramer on the issue of, quote, baptism of desire recently came to our attention. I wanted to make a few comments about it. Kramer is a heretic who was briefly mentioned in our salvation book. He believes that God can save people without the Catholic faith, despite his revelation which teaches that he only saves people with the Catholic faith. By the way, Kramer is not even a priest because he was ordained in the invalid new rite of ordination. In his heretical book, The Devil's Final Battle, which endorses the counter-church and the Vatican II antipopes, quote, Father Paul Kramer denies the church's dogmatic teaching on outside the church there is no salvation. Concerning the solemn dogmatic definition in the bull Cantate Domino, that all who die as non-Catholics necessarily go to hell, including all pagans, Jews, heretics, and schismatics, and that no one can be saved unless he's in the Catholic Church, even if he has shed blood for the name of Christ, Kramer states on page 69, quote, This teaching must not be understood to preclude the possibility of salvation for those who do not become formal members of the Church, if through no fault of their own, they do not know of their objective obligation to do so. Only God knows whom he will save in some extraordinary manner from among the great mass of humanity which has not exteriorly professed the Catholic religion, end quote. Kramer boldly rejects the dogma. He redefines it contrary to what the Church has defined and declared. Despite the dogmatic definition which states that all who die as non-Catholics are lost, he teaches the opposite, that any of them might be saved. He's a complete heretic. Kramer holds and teaches the objective-subjective heresy, that God objectively reveals that you have to be Catholic to be saved, but subjectively we just don't know who is saved. According to Kramer, God might extraordinarily save anyone in any situation, even though Catholic dogma teaches that only those who die as Catholics can be saved. His position is heretical. It is modernism. It denies that dogmas are truths fallen from heaven. The idea that dogmas are not truths fallen from heaven was condemned by Pope Pius X in the Errors of the Modernists, Lamentabile, error number 22. Moreover, the idea that dogmas are to be held only according to a practical sense, as preceptive norms for acting and not as norms for believing, was condemned as modernism. In other words, the idea that we act as if there's no salvation outside the church, and we tell people that they need to become Catholic, but we just don't know for sure what the reality is and how God works it out in his sight, is heresy. It's impossible for God to lie, Hebrews 6:18. Thus, when God reveals something as a truth of faith, it's not only what he's telling the church, but it's also what he holds to be true in reality and in his sight. Hence, the idea that he could extraordinarily save people in a way that's contrary to his revelation is heretical. It's blasphemous. It holds that dogmas are not certain and infallible truths of faith. Since Kramer applies his false idea to the dogma outside the church there is no salvation, he obviously holds that souls can be saved in any religion. He rejects the dogma as the church has defined it, period. His position necessarily means that anyone could be saved by God in any religion. People who don't believe in Christ, people who reject Christ, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, etc. Kramer has no faith. In fact, he's so opposed to the church's teaching on the necessity of the sacrament of baptism for salvation that he considers people who adhere to the defined truth on this point to be heretics who are outside the church. That's incredible when you consider that his position is demolished by magisterial teaching. He actually calls people who hold that baptism is necessary and reject, quote, baptism of desire, formal heretics. That's how much he hates the truth of Jesus Christ, that everyone needs to be born again of water and the Spirit to be saved, John 3:5, the truth that the Catholic Church has defined as a dogma. For example, the Council of Florence declared in the bull Exaltate Deo that unless a man is born again of water and the Spirit in the sacrament of baptism, he cannot, as Jesus declared in John 3:5, enter into the kingdom of God. That's the teaching of the Catholic Church. Kramer rejects it, and he even says that adhering to it is heresy. Incredible. His arguments for, quote, baptism of desire are trash. He doesn't even know what the magisterium is. The magisterium has never taught baptism of desire or baptism of blood. Those false doctrines were not taught even once in all of church history in any document that dealt with faith or morals and applied to the universal church. In Kramer's attack on the Catholic Church's dogmatic teaching, in which he calls the church's dogmatic and magisterial teaching heretical, all he does is recycle false arguments that have already been completely refuted and promote lies that have been debunked. If he were forced to answer one question on the issue, he couldn't do it. If he tried to do so, he would contradict himself and prove that his position is inconsistent and false. His anti-magisterial position would be completely exposed. In fact, Kramer obstinately promotes as the, quote, teaching of the magisterium, the false explanation of baptism of desire advanced by St. Thomas and St. Alphonsus. He, of course, ignores the fact that none of the saints believed, as he does, that souls can be saved in false religions. But as our video, The Best Argument Against Baptism of Desire, proves, and people should watch the video, in attempting to explain the false doctrine of baptism of desire, St. Thomas and St. Alphonsus gave a completely false explanation of the idea. That explanation, like the, quote, theory in general, cannot be held because it posits that people can receive first justification without receiving the grace of spiritual rebirth or baptism, which removes the temporal punishment due to every sin. The Council of Trent defined as a dogma that the grace of first justification is itself the grace of baptism or spiritual rebirth, in which the recipient has everything taken away, the guilt of every sin and the temporal punishment due to every sin. But St. Thomas and St. Alphonsus taught that, quote, baptism of desire does not remove the temporal punishment due to sin. That proves that the theory is false without any doubt, because it's a dogma that you must receive the grace of spiritual rebirth to even be justified, and they admit that it doesn't give you that. The reason their explanation of, quote, baptism of desire is so demonstrably false is that the doctrine of baptism of desire is itself false. To obstinately promote their explanation in the face of the facts I mentioned is to be a heretic, period. It is to pit yourself against the teaching of the Council of Trent on what the grace of first justification is. It is to spurn the teaching of the magisterium and follow men instead, men who were not infallible and not promised infallibility. St. Peter and his successors were given the unfailing faith in their official teaching office. Theologians weren't. Since Kramer doesn't believe in papal infallibility, as his rejection of Cantate Domino proves, he doesn't even believe in God. He doesn't believe the dogmas are supernaturally protected or elevated over the fallible opinions of theologians. So he follows the opinions of man when they suit him over the magisterium's teaching. Since he doesn't believe the magisterium's teaching has a supernatural protection that the opinions of theologians aren't guaranteed, he holds that the teaching of fallible theologians can essentially reinterpret the teaching of the magisterium. In his false religion, which rejects the dogma of papal infallibility, certain fallible theologians are the final word, at least when he agrees with them, not the teaching of the magisterium. A Catholic, however, knows that St. Thomas and St. Alphonsus were not given the protection of infallibility that popes were when using the authority of the magisterium. But Kramer's not a Catholic. Thus, he's going to just promote the false teaching that people can be justified without being reborn in the very face of the Council of Trent's dogmatic teaching. He couldn't care less about what the Church infallibly teaches. Since he condemns the position that no one can be saved without the sacrament of baptism as a heresy, he also condemns the official teaching of Pius XI and XII in encyclicals to the whole Church as heretical. Pius XI in Quas Primas declared that no one can enter the kingdom of God without faith and the rite or sacrament of baptism. Pius XII likewise taught that no one can be a Christian or a member of the Church without the sacrament of baptism, and one must be a Christian and a member of the Church to be saved. That's the teaching of the Catholic Church. Kramer not only rejects it, he calls it heretical. He's a blasphemer. He likewise considers the teaching of the Council of Florence to be heretical, the teaching I quoted earlier. Kramer is a tool of the devil and has been for some time. He's someone who just recently came to the conclusion that anti-Pope Francis is not a true pope, but apparently that the previous Vatican II anti-popes may or may not have been true popes, even though they taught the same heresies as Francis. He's inconsistent, he's blind, and he has no idea what he's talking about. He's a heretic who for years, in the face of the facts, obstinately, pertinaciously, acknowledged anti-popes John Paul II and Benedict XVI as popes, and promoted them as if they were Catholics, despite all the evidence and all the arguments proving that they were manifest heretics and apostates. He obstinately regarded anti-pope Benedict XVI as a Catholic, and he still might. A man who denied scripture, who published hundreds of heretical statements, who officially taught that Protestants and schismatics who reject the papacy and other Catholic teachings are in the Church of Christ. Kramer rejected all of that information, and for years lied to the people about whether Benedict XVI, John Paul II, etc. were popes. He also claimed to condemn the new Mass as a violation of the received and approved rites, yet he was publicly affiliated with Nicholas Gruner, who never condemned the new Mass or told people that they must not attend it. He was also affiliated with Gruner, a man who repeatedly promoted the idolater John Paul II in a positive light, and who even encouraged people to look to John Paul II for the answers. Thus, it's not a surprise that an instrument of the devil, a servant of the devil, who has consistently deceived people and rejected the truth, would consider the Church's magisterial teaching, the Church's dogmatic teaching, to be a heresy, and those who adhere to it to be heretics. Cramer is an instrument of Satan. He has been an instrument of Satan. And barring a miraculous conversion, he will continue to be an instrument of Satan. Even though he's able to recognize and repeat some truths, since he's not sincere, since he doesn't truly believe in our Lord, his Church, papal infallibility, etc., he's someone the devil uses to mislead people, to misdirect people, to mix truth with error, to provide a false resistance. He's just one example of many individuals who fall into that category. So I say to Paul Cramer, you are without any question a heretic. You consider the Church's dogmatic and magisterial teaching to be heresy. Your false doctrine was never taught by the Church even once in any document on faith or morals applying to the universal Church. Your position is completely refuted by infallible dogmatic teaching. If we debated the issue, your heretical position would be refuted and exposed. You also believe that souls can be saved in any religion. You are a faithless apostate. You don't believe one bit in what the Catholic Church has defined on the necessity of the Catholic faith for salvation. For example, that all who die as Jews, pagans, heretics, and schismatics are lost, Cantate Domino, and that no one who doesn't have the Catholic faith can be saved, Council of Florence, Council of Trent, Vatican I, etc. You repudiate that dogma, and you hold that God can save people in any religion without the Catholic faith. You are oblivious to the many embarrassing and insuperable contradictions present in your false position, and you don't care to discover them or learn about them. That's because the teaching of the magisterium and consistency are not your priorities. You are on the road to eternal damnation without any doubt. Indeed, you are the equivalent of those the Lord referred to in Matthew 23:15, a son of hell. You are a fake priest and a liar. You are outside the Catholic Church, the Church which dogmatically professes only one baptism of water, Council of Vienne. You're not of the truth. That's why you misled, deceived, and lied to people for years. You're simply a dishonest, faithless, human respect-filled heretic and antichrist, whom the Lord completely rejects.